Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking: How to Describe a Time When You Improved Your Health Through Fitness or Diet. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I understand the importance of being well prepared for this crucial part of the test. Today, we'll focus on a common topic that often appears in IELTS speaking: describing a time when you improved your health through fitness or diet. This subject is not only relevant to the test, but also reflects the growing global interest in personal health and wellness. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we dive into the specific topic, let's briefly review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, Individual Long Turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Now, let's explore how you can excel in each part when discussing health improvements through fitness or diet. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about your health, diet, or exercise habits. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Sample questions and answers. Do you exercise regularly? Band 6-7, answer. Yes, I try to exercise a few times a week. I usually go for a jog or do some yoga at home. Band 8-9, answer. Absolutely. I've made it a priority to maintain a consistent exercise routine. I typically engage in a diverse range of activities, including high-intensity interval training, swimming, and rock climbing, at least 4 times a week. What's your favorite healthy food? Band 6-7, answer. I really like eating salads. They're healthy and easy to make. Band 8-9, answer. I'm particularly fond of quinoa-based dishes. This superfood is not only nutrient-dense, but also incredibly versatile. I often incorporate it into salads or use it as a base for plant-based bowls, adding a variety of colorful vegetables and lean proteins. Part 2, Individual Long Turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some prompts. Here's an example related to our theme. Cue card. Describe a time when you improved your health through fitness or diet. You should say, what changes you made, why you decided to make these changes, how long it took to see results, and explain how you felt about the improvement. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to share an experience from about 2 years ago when I embarked on a significant lifestyle overhaul to improve my overall health and well-being. The primary changes I made were twofold. Firstly, I adopted a plant-based diet, drastically reducing my consumption of processed foods and animal products. Secondly, I incorporated a rigorous exercise regimen into my daily routine, which included a mix of cardiovascular activities and strength training. The catalyst for these changes was a routine health checkup that revealed some concerning trends in my blood pressure and cholesterol levels. This wake-up call, combined with a family history of heart disease, prompted me to take proactive steps towards a healthier lifestyle. The journey to seeing tangible results was not instantaneous. It took approximately 3 to 4 months before I started noticing significant changes. My energy levels increased dramatically, I lost excess weight, and a follow-up health check showed marked improvements in my vital statistics. The improvement in my health left me feeling incredibly empowered and reinvigorated. It was immensely satisfying to see the direct correlation between my lifestyle choices and my physical well-being. This experience instilled in me a deep appreciation for the importance of preventive health measures and the profound impact that diet and exercise can have on one's quality of life. Moreover, this journey sparked a lasting passion for nutrition and fitness, leading me to delve deeper into these subjects and even consider pursuing further education in the field of health sciences. Examiner's follow-up questions. How has this experience changed your long-term approach to health? Band 8-9. Answer. This experience has been truly transformative, fundamentally altering my perspective on health and wellness. It has instilled in me a proactive mindset towards health management. Rather than viewing health as something to address only when problems arise, I now see it as a continuous journey of self-improvement and preventive care. I've become much more attuned to my body's needs and conscientious about making informed choices in my daily life, from nutrition to physical activity and even stress management. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and high-scoring answers. Sample questions and answers. How do you think society's approach to health and fitness has changed in recent years? Band 8-9. Answer. There's been a paradigm shift in society's approach to health and fitness in recent years. We've moved from a reactive model focused primarily on treating illnesses to a more proactive, holistic approach that emphasizes prevention and overall well-being. This shift is evident in the burgeoning wellness industry, the rise of wearable fitness technology, and the increasing integration of mental health into our understanding of overall health. Moreover, there's been a democratization of health information, with social media and digital platforms making fitness and nutrition advice more accessible. While this has undoubtedly raised awareness, it also presents challenges in terms of information overload and the need for critical evaluation of sources. Another notable change is the growing recognition of the interconnectedness between individual health and broader societal issues like environmental sustainability and social equity. This has led to a more comprehensive understanding of health that considers factors like food systems, urban planning, and workplace wellness. What role should governments play in promoting public health through diet and exercise? Band 8-9 answer. Governments have a crucial role to play in promoting public health through diet and exercise, requiring a multifaceted approach that balances individual freedom with public welfare. Firstly, governments can implement educational initiatives to increase public awareness about the importance of a balanced diet and regular physical activity. This could include integrating comprehensive health education into school curricula and launching public health campaigns. Secondly, policy measures can be enacted to create an environment conducive to healthy choices. This might involve regulations on food labeling, restrictions on junk food advertising, especially to children, and incentives for businesses that promote employee wellness programs. Infrastructure development is another key area. Governments can invest in public spaces that encourage physical activity, such as parks, bike lanes, and community sports facilities. Urban planning policies can be designed to promote walkability and access to fresh, healthy food in all neighborhoods. Furthermore, governments can use fiscal tools such as taxes on sugary drinks or subsidies for healthy foods to influence consumer behavior. However, it's crucial to implement these measures judiciously, considering potential unintended consequences and ensuring they don't disproportionately affect lower-income groups. Lastly, governments should foster collaboration between various sectors, health, education, agriculture, and urban planning, to create comprehensive, long-term strategies for improving public health. This holistic approach recognizes that health outcomes are influenced by a wide range of societal factors beyond just individual choices. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in IELTS speaking, it's crucial to use a range of sophisticated vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases that can elevate your responses. Paradigm shift, parreft, noun, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, the move towards plant-based diets represents a paradigm shift in our approach to nutrition. Holistic, adjective, characterized by the belief that the parts of something are interconnected and can be explained only by reference to the whole. Example, a holistic approach to health considers physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Proactive, adjective, creating or controlling a situation rather than just responding to it after it has happened. Example, taking proactive steps towards better health can prevent many chronic diseases. Catalyst, telest, noun, a person or thing that precipitates an event or change. Example, my health scare was the catalyst for my lifestyle transformation. Overhaul, noun verb, a thorough examination of machinery or a system with repairs or changes made if necessary. Example, I decided to completely overhaul my diet and exercise routine. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing health improvements through fitness or diet. Be specific. Provide concrete examples and details about your experiences. Use a range of tenses. Demonstrate your ability to use past, present, and future tenses accurately. Show reflection. Don't just describe what happened. Explain how it affected you and what you learned. Use idiomatic language, incorporate appropriate idioms and colloquial expressions naturally. Practice coherence, ensure your ideas flow logically from one to the next. Engage with the examiner, show enthusiasm and maintain eye contact during the conversation. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express complex ideas clearly are all crucial factors in achieving a high score. For more tips on IELTS speaking, you might find these resources helpful. Describe a person who has a lot of energy. Best ways to promote mental wellness. Describe a change you made in your lifestyle for health reasons. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to discuss health improvements through fitness or diet in your IELTS speaking test, and indeed, any topic that comes your way.